The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alistair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us, in their own words, what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote is from Maya Lansky, otherwise known as the Mafia's Banker. An associate of famed mobster Lucky Luciano, Lansky established a sprawling gambling empire. Ultimately, however, his crimes cost him his money and his family. But the one thing Lansky resolved never to lose was his integrity.
In his twilight years, the well-read Lansky was known to offer words of wisdom he adapted from Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. He said, "When you lose your money, you lose nothing. When you lose your health, you lose something. When you lose your character, you lose everything."
Taking advice about character from a man who lived on the wrong side of the law may seem dubious, but to the Mafia, Maya Lansky had it in spades.
The son of Russian Jewish immigrants, Lansky and his family came to New York in 1911, where he cut his teeth as a teenage thug in the city's Lower East Side. And although he was small, measuring no more than 5'4", what he lacked in height, he made up for in pure gumption.
No matter what, Lansky stood his ground, which meant frequent scraps with boys twice his size. And this was how he met his future partner, Lucky Luciano.
When Luciano and a gang of teenage Sicilians cornered Lansky to extort him for money, he didn't pay up. Lansky defended himself so fiercely, Luciano called off his dogs, impressed by the scrawny kid's tenacity.
From that moment on, Lansky and Luciano were allies in New York City's criminal underworld. While Luciano was the brawn, the guns, violence, and fisticuffs, Lansky was the brains, the strategy, the wit.
Lansky had a talent for numbers, and whether it was dice, cards, or figuring each man's fair cut of a job, he could make calculations in his head at lightning speed. Over the years, this shaped the trajectory of his entire career.
As Luciano's right-hand man, Lansky helped elevate the mob into a business. He applied principles of accounting and economics to Sicilian mafia traditionalism, and eventually he and Luciano helped found a coalition of Jewish and Italian criminals across America that would become known as the National Crime Syndicate.
But while he racked up his fair share of criminal accolades, ironically, what Lansky was best known for among his colleagues was his honesty.
Starting in the 1930s, he opened a string of gambling dens and casinos that stretched from New York to Las Vegas. And Lansky's joints, whether legal or not, had a zero-tolerance policy for cheating.
As the saying goes, you win some, you lose some. And Lansky stood by that philosophy. He strived to treat his clientele right, and if that meant losing some cash in the process, so be it. Plus, if anyone knew the odds, it was Lansky, and they were always in his favor.
Lansky's gambling empire continued to grow over decades, even crossing the Gulf of Mexico into Cuba, and his wealth grew with it. According to a profile in the Wall Street Journal, at one time, his fortune was estimated at $300 million.
But the money, the glory, all of it didn't last.
Lansky's work was tearing his family apart. His wife, Anna, was plagued with anxiety, and after 17 years of marriage, they divorced. Even his children were distrustful of their father's secret business dealings and hot temper. Their relationship with him was a strained one.
In 1951, when the Senate Crime Committee named Lansky on their list of organized crime leaders, the jig was finally up. With the government out for him, Lansky tried to go straight. He pivoted to legitimate business, remarried, and eventually retired to Florida. But he could never escape his past.
For decades, he was tailed by the IRS and the FBI. They tapped his phone calls, bugged his home, scoured his tax returns. He couldn't walk his dog without plainclothes officers following his every step in an unmarked car.
The authorities were desperate to find dirt on Lansky, anything that would get him in court. And they did. But no matter how many charges were brought against him, no one succeeded in actually convicting him.
This was no doubt due to Lansky's own diligence. The same tenacity that saved him in a scrap with a teenage Lucky Luciano never left him. Even while in his 70s in a federal courtroom, Lansky stood his ground. And most likely, did a slick job of hiding any trace of what was left of his money.
Whether Lansky buried his own paper trail is debatable, but when he died of lung cancer in 1983, his rumored fortune of $300 million had seemingly vanished.
For all intents and purposes, Meyer Lansky died sick and broke, but he passed still clutching tight to the scraps of his character.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.